As the buzzer sounds, I slowly push open the heavy wooden door. I wait dutifully until I hear the door latch behind me and then wave to the nurse and wait for her to let me through the next set. Two sets of locked doors let me know that I am going into a different place, a place set apart from the rest of the world, not just by those sets of doors, but also by unfamiliarity, ignorance, embarrassment, privacy, and even sometimes shame. One of the things I notice when I visit here is that there are no flowers. Flower arrangements are ubiquitous in hospital rooms, in my experience. But for some reason, although people send flowers for broken bones and malfunctions of other organs, they are rare here. I wonder if we truly got rid of the stigma surrounding mental illness, would there be flowers on the psych ward? On this day, I've arrived with a cake. Not just a cake, but a huge, luscious chocolate cake with raspberry mousse filling from my favorite bakery, Peace, Love, and Chocolate. You see, it's Mark's birthday, and he's here, so we're having a little party. We've invited a few of his friends who've been visiting regularly these last few weeks to gather in the little dining area with some treasures from the outside world to celebrate his life, remind him that he's still part of it, that we're glad he is, even in here. It's a sweet, touching gathering. The friends sing happy birthday and share some modest gifts and cards. And there is an exuberant excess of cake, enough for everyone on the staff, this shift and the next, and all the patients to have as much as they like. Thanking me for the cake, one of the staff nurses says, "You know, this never happens here." It's true that unlike other units, people don't think to bring treats to the staff on the psych ward. But she's not just referring to the birthday cake or the flowers or the little party, but more than that, visitors are not so common here. When our friend suffered debilitating depression and required long hospitalizations to be safe and get well, our group organized ourselves through emails and Google Docs, like we do, into a social safety net of caring. We tried to make sure that someone came by every day for a short visit. This nurse is just the latest in a long string of people who've observed this group and told me over the years that this just doesn't happen normally. The psychiatrist wishes that his other patients would have this. The nurse on the intensive care unit comments that she wonders if her own friends would show up for her like this. A social worker friend asks if I'll arrange this for her if she ever needs it. And a fellow patient asks how she might have this in her own life. I struggle with how to respond to these people. Sometimes I say, well, it's a testament to Mark and the community he's gathered around him. Or I might point out that it's an expression of our UU values. What I want to say is, this should be normal. Everyone deserves to feel loved and connected, no matter if they are disabled by a broken bone or a disordered mind. Why are flowers so rare on the psych ward?